Hey everyone, Will Pompeian here. Are you or someone you know a little old lady? Is your sweet little old face wrinkled and kindly? Are your eyes full of wisdom and warmth? Do you have old, fragile bones that shatter easily? Well, have I got the paladin for you. Bathwax's name, and he's the founder, chief executive officer, and sole employee of Bathwax Elderly Euthanasia Service. Courage, piety, reverence, mercy. All things a paladin should have, all things Bathwax uses to slaughter little old ladies. Maybe you're waiting on an inheritance and your rich grandmother just won't die. Hire Bathwax to kill her. Or maybe you're a little old lady yourself and you love life. Well, you better avoid Bathwax, because if he gets one glimpse of you, he's gonna shove a sword through your throat. It's kind of his thing. I've personally seen him butcher a little old lady, and it was pretty impressive. She didn't even stand a chance. What were her last desperate little old lady words? Save me! Sounds exactly like a little old lady who deserved a violent, bloody death, delivered by a self-righteous paladin named Bathwax. No questions asked, Bathwax will murder any little old
lady.
Hold
on, Will! Bathwax didn't just murder an innocent old lady. Lady Wachter was totally evil. She was loyal to Strahd and had a cult and probably orchestrated the deaths of the mayor and his wife.
Hey, that confession was totally coerced, Nick.
It was not. Wait, was it?
And actually, I think it was you who held the rapier to her throat, threatening her life.
It wasn't like that.
Maybe I should change it to Bathwax and Nick's Little Old Lady Slaughtering Emporium.
I don't really like that.
Oh, come on. You and Bathwax make a great team.
Thanks.
A great little old lady slaughtering team, that is.
What? No. I'm telling Bathwax.
Go right ahead.
Bathwax!
Bathwax. He gets off on killing little old ladies.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Bathwax, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Alright, so Lank, you're going to go out to check on Merida and Izek. You go out in the hall. There's nobody there. The door to the kitchen, which is down the hall to the right, is just swinging closed. There is a significant pool of blood right outside the door and a trail leading away from it towards that door.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to lean back in. Hey, Bathwax, can I borrow you for a moment?
Yeah, I was already on my way out, so
okay.
You like open the door right into my face. Thanks. Oh,
sorry, Bathwax. I won't claim to be the most adept at tracking, but this seems like something worth following.
Yeah, also, if he goes to his bedroom or really anywhere else on the second floor, this story's about to change quite a lot.
Oh my god.
That's true, too. Although I did just see him go, because the kitchen's on the first floor, right?
It is. There is a set of stairs in the kitchen.
Good point. We should go after him.
Rafina's like, what's the big deal? He doesn't trust any of his guards anymore.
Let's do this, Link. Let's split. Let's each take one of the stairwells and try to converge on that hallway upstairs.
Okay. I will run through the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm guessing you'll go to his room or to that... I don't know where he'll go, but let's do that. I'll take the front stairs.
All right. What about Will and Rafina? Lank and Bathwax head out in
I'm
search of...
I'm sticking with Will. I'm tapping my foot expectantly.
I'm walking out the door because I'm curious about what they're seeing. They're not coming back, so I would go out the door.
You hang on, young man. I'm coming with you.
All right, so you guys go out. You see the same thing I described with the blood.
Okay.
Lank is heading down the hall after it,
okay.
And Bathwax is heading towards the front and up the front stairs. And yeah. Bernard is at your heels.
I think I'm going to go up the stairs after Batthwack because I'm going to be trying to make sure nobody's going to the back room where I've hid all those dead bodies.
Got it.
That's my priority right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but the back room is closer to the back stairs, right?
Yeah, but I'm just running to the first set of stairs that's not near all the blood. I don't want to get my shoes dirty. Jeez.
Seeing the bulk of you go that way and Lank going on his own the other way, Nick is going to follow after Lank. Because Nick exists.
Lick.
Link
and Nick.
Link and Dank.
Oh, I'm so happy.
All right. So the larger group heads up the front stairs. You get up to the landing and then up to the front hallway. You don't see anything when you... the front hallway. The upstairs hallway. Where there's two smaller hallways leading off, one to the torture room and library and Izek's room, and the other to the master bedroom suite. Mm-hmm. The first one is the first one that I just described. You don't see anything down there, but you do hear pounding on the door that has a large desk pushed up against it, mm-hmm. where, if you recall, Henrik, the coffin maker, the recently blinded coffin maker, had been imprisoned. Entombed, ensconced.
Why didn't we kill him, you guys? And Will just keeps running past that hallway to the bedroom. That's just what all he says. And as he runs past to the bedroom.
Lank, you burst through the kitchen door. You see the cook and the maid just sort of standing back to your right, almost up against the pantry door. You see, standing kind of across from you, the back door is open. Izek standing there, and he is just as you're coming in, heaving the bound body of Merida out the back door.
Oh my god. Izek, you idiot.
Bound, you said?
She was tied up. He didn't That's untie right. her.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going, Izek?
As she hits the ground outside, he slaps his hands together, turns around and closes the door. Just taking out the trash.
Oh.
I'm gonna go in. You said he closed the door?
Yeah, the back door is closed.
Okay, then I'm going to open the back door.
Okay. He'll
follow him.
Well, no, he's inside.
He's inside, okay.
Yes, he closed it in front of him after heaving Merida.
Oh, okay, okay. Now I see what you said. So she's already completely dead.
You would assume.
Yeah.
That was a lot of blood. She wasn't doing well anyway, and he just heaved her as a limp sack of meat and blood and bones out the back door.
She isn't just merely dead. She's merely dead.
Izek sings that.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me less inclined to vote in favor of you meeting Irina.
It's not up to a vote. Let's go.
We're not going anywhere.
Well, you might not. Where's the rest of y'all?
Y'all. I almost said y'all.
Y'all.
They're upstairs. They're looking around the house. I think they're going through your bedroom now.
Oh, no! Link!
Oh, okay!
And he heads up the back stairs.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Do you follow?
This should be fun. Link's following. Yes, Link's following.
Or do you just pull out your recently acquired dent biscuit maker and start to make a dent biscuit now that you're in the... You toss it at the cook. Make one of these. Yeah. Clangs him in the head. You knock him unconscious.
Do something with this. I have to go up after this guy.
Okay. So you head up after him. He basically meets you, Will, at the intersection of the main hallway and the master bedroom suite hallway.
Mm-hmm.
What is Rafina and Batthwack? What are they doing?
Well, so I didn't see Izek in the hallway.
Not yet. I don't know if you were going to do anything about the pounding on the door, if you're going to follow Will.
I was following Will already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to move to sort of position myself in the hallway between the two halls leading to the two bedrooms, to Izek's bedroom and to the master bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to be there, see what happens.
All right. So Izek comes up the stairs, sees Will and Batthwack and Rafina and a little rat.
Rat, hide. It's rat.
Or a giant pile of rats.
Bounding down the hall the way that rats do.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you talk about what you needed to talk about?
Us? Wait. Oh, yeah, we were supposed to be talking. Right.
Yeah, we didn't resolve anything.
Well, I have a little wrinkle to contribute to this discussion. He killed the last guard.
What?
Will, this is your fault.
Wait, oh my god, did she really say that?
She
Zach is right.
She goes, "Wow, this is all your fault." Wow.
Yeah, Izek. It's all his fault.
It's all whose fault?
Shush. Let's not talk about this right now. I think we have to talk about other things.
Like... Yeah, we were talking about whether we should let this guy go and see Irina, and I'm going to go ahead and vote no, since he throttled Rufina and now has murdered yet another person. I don't have a lot of confidence in his self-control.
Baron, you assured us that Izek would follow your orders.
I think Izek is a little upset right now. Right, Izek?
That doesn't really address what he just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I thought usually he does, but right now he didn't.
And you're okay with your orders being disregarded when your employees are upset.
I'm not saying I'm okay with it, but she was loyal to Strahd, so I think that probably just helped us a lot. Will is getting the feeling that people got that he was lying. Yeah.
And it's still the same lie, so you're still...
No, right now I'm not lying. I'm just saying he's being sincere and saying, well, she was loyal to Strahd. So I think that just solved a problem that we all had.
Look, if you're not going to take me to her, I know everyone in this town and everybody is terrified of me. So all I know now that I know she's here is just to, all I need to do is just to ask around for the girl with one arm. And I'll find her. So do you want to take me to her? Save me the trouble? I don't know what the hell you're worried about.
Yes,
maybe we should check in with Irina.
We are worried about the fact that you can't seem to control your murderous urges.
I'm happy to take Izek there. But first I want to hear from him. Did the Baron order you to murder... What's her face? What is her face? Karina? Oh, what is her name?
Merida?
Merida.
Merida.
You seem brave.
You were thinking of Cora.
Cora.
Yes. No, yeah. She is a ball of ash, a puddle of ash and melted flesh downstairs.
Ugh.
So you ask him if the Baron ordered you to do that. He says, no, but it needed doing.
Well, you spent an entire evening trying to convince us that you're loyal to the Baron, and then you telling us that you disobeyed one of his orders because you just felt like it?
Look, Baron, hopefully I could say this. You understand that, you know, I have certain allowances, and you know I'll act in your best interest, and like you just said, I think I did.
Right, that is the thing that we have talked about before. You have some leeway when you have to, when the safety of the town is at stake, or the safety of myself, the Baron. That is who I am. And maybe it was not safe, because she was loyal to Strahd, so yes. I think that you acted probably in our best interests, even though we all were saying that she should be, you know, shown mercy. Of course, that's what we were all thinking.
And you ordered him to show mercy.
I said, don't kill. I said, you all heard me, unless you were not paying attention. I said.
And the fact that he didn't follow your orders doesn't bother you.
Well, like he just explained, apparently, not apparently, that's just the way that historically we've done things here in Valaki. Izek is the head of the town guard, and he sometimes needs to act without, you know what, you're right, maybe Izek...
Direct contradiction of your orders. Okay, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that is, I mean, it's kind of a problem. They're right, Izek.
Well, while you guys dither on about this...
All right, Izek!
Before we meet Irina, I'm going to go change my clothes, and then we're going to go. This guy here, I think, was about to say he'll take me to her, pointing at Bathwack.
Bathwack, I don't know that that's a good idea.
I still think we should give Irina the ability to say yay or nay.
Ooh, very good point, Miss Serafina.
No disrespect, Burgomaster, but this doesn't concern you.
Which part? Yes, you're probably right. What doesn't concern me? Irina.
Rufina is still Irina. Annoyed about my perceived duplicity.
All right. As you guys are talking, Izek is going to make inroads towards the hallway that leads to his bedroom.
I'm gonna enjoy this.
He will continue unless one of you tells me otherwise.
No one is doing anything to stop him. It's like, oh, let's see what happens.
Grab the popcorn.
Izek?
How many dolls do you think that guy's eaten?
Oh, God. In search of the bread that you threw in there. Is this the bread? No. That one tasted like paint.
Joke's on him. It's all just an elaborate drug smuggling ring. They're full of heroin. Oh, he's long overdosed. Do you yell, Izek?
He's like gesturing to the group like, we're just going to let him do this. Izek.
I'm going to shout down the hallway. Hey, Izek, the Baron kind of messed up your room. Sorry about that.
Hey! Right, we're renovating! We're renovating, Izek!
The Property Brothers were here earlier.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, so I guess he's gone around the corner.
I mean, I'm chasing after him, but I don't know.
There is a massive desk in the middle of the hallway, blocking almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stop and turn back to you, the Baron.
Yeah, oops. Shit.
What?
Oh, we're renovating. We were going to give you my library, which is a much larger room, and that was going to be your new bedroom. That's why the desk is out, and
Deception.
Okay.
At disadvantage.
At disadvantage!
That's a ridiculous lie.
11. Oh, shit. Two, no!
2 plus 1.
Plus 6, so it's 8, and yeah, it's 8.
Okay. Yeah, he beats that.
Oh, shit.
And so now I'm going to need you to roll a performance check.
Oh, no!
This one, I'll...
Natural 20 okay. plus 3. Natural 20 Ooh. Plus 3.
Jesus, you keep nailing those.
Performance. It's... You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad because even though I like failure, I think it's very natural for Will to be a giant performer, liar person. This is what he did forever. So it's makes sense.
Okay. So he, like, you blurt out this clearly a lie.
Yeah.
And he's, like, starting to think, like, what is going on? But, mm-hmm. like, you're clearly the Baron, because you've nailed the voice somehow,
yeah.
and you look exactly like him, so there's no reason for him to think otherwise. And so he's gonna just be like, well, I guess... And he shakes his head, he's like, I don't care right now! And he goes over to the desk, and he puts his shoulder into it, and he starts
Henrik's in there.
And he's pushing the desk, and he's like, why?! You don't know if he's angry or just straining.
Yeah, because he was like, you know, whining too much when I was trying to sleep and I had to move him. I didn't know what else to do. I had that giant lizard guy move the desk so he couldn't get out because I was, you know, I was so tired after last night entertaining the, you know, I had a party and gosh.
All right, you're saying all this stuff, and he's slid the desk out from the door.
Oh, God.
And he's going to open it. Does anybody do anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And he throws open the door, and you hear Henrik say, finally, let me out of here. I need some...
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, natural 20. Oh, my God.
So you hear that.
Oh my god. Oh.
And then you see Henrik's body fly out the door, through the hallway, and through the door on the other side into the library.
Oh my god.
Now we're not going to learn anything from him.
Oh.
So he's in his room. He closes the door.
Okay. Can I, you know what? I'm going to quick think. I want to grab. Oh shit. I don't think I can do that. Man, nope. I'm just staying in the hallway and avoiding everybody on the other side of the hallway. Presumably, they didn't come down this hallway when they abandoned me to deal with this. I'm just standing there like, fine, I'm by myself. Just wait for my friend Izek, my only friend.
I never thought we'd hear that.
Oh my god.
So you have about a minute or you know, a little while. He has to change. If any of you want to discuss now that you are alone again,
you know what? Yeah, no, I am gonna. I'm going to grab Henrik and as quickly as I can drag his body back down the hallway into the bedroom. I'm gonna use that
the
body.
The other
if
bedroom.
I can. Yes,
or the
my bedroom.
Room. Oh, you're gonna take him all the way around
yep.
into the master?
Yes.
Okay. So the rest of you. Will, as the Baron, has grabbed Henrik and is slowly dragging him down the hall, streaking blood along the carpet.
Is it immediately apparent why?
No.
I'm going to go back down to the kitchen.
Okay.
Do you need more honey?
No, I'm just going to try not to be too scary and tell the cooks and servants that the Baron would like them to remain on the first floor. Indefinitely.
Forever.
Got it. So, having just seen Izek come... Well, first of all, the note, the clamor outside, you yell them something about tea. They've instead just been basically
yeah.
huddling in the kitchen.
They never brought me my tea! Damn it.
Then Izek comes through with a dead guard, chucks it out the door... Lank and Nick follow behind. They all clomp up the stairs. And then this giant turtle man comes down and asks them to do this extremely politely. They just, they're just wide-eyed. They're kind of clutching at each other and just kind of nod at you.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, wait. Do you have any more honey?
The cook says, I don't know. Let me check. I think so. And he goes into the pantry, and you hear, like, jars sliding all around. Maybe something hits the floor.
Aww.
And he comes out. I'm sorry. I thought we did. Aww. We don't. I don't know where it went.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for looking.
Okay. Great. Do you need anything?
We're good.
Okay. Lank, Rafina, anything?
You go back upstairs.
Anything you want to accomplish?
Okay, so Bathwack went downstairs.
He did, as Will is dragging Henrik somewhere.
I guess then, if Lank and Rafina, and Nick is still up there, right?
Oh yeah, he's there. He has nothing to add right now.
Okay.
Oh yes.
I'm concerned for Arena's safety if we put the two of them in the same room.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think Izek, we could probably classify him as a violent character.
Yes.
I don't know. She seems to hold some import to him. I don't know if it is as an enemy or as someone he is fascinated with. He didn't seem to me to be lying about not doing her harm, but I don't know.
Well, what if he's her lobster? No, I'm just kidding. I can't really say that. But maybe she has dreams about him, too.
Aww.
I don't know. Maybe.
There's definitely some bizarre magic going on here.
Should we go back to the hotel first? Like, should some of us go back now and talk to her?
Yes, that's what I said.
See what she has to say, and then, you know, if she doesn't want to meet him, she just won't be there when you guys bring Izek.
She-peeding, or repeating, or he-peeding. It's called he-peeding.
He-peeding? It's when you eat a lot of heaps.
Oh, man, I just killed my own speech. Oh, it's he-peeding when a man says the same idea as a woman, but no one listens when the woman says it, but only when the man says it. Take that, dwarf. It's dwarf peeding.
Oh, okay. That one got me right here.
Anyway.
Especially from a fellow dwarf.
Pardon me. Anyway, yes, I like that idea. Let's do it.
I guess we could, though. I'm uncomfortable leaving anybody with Izek when not all of us are with Izek. I don't know. Splitting up with this guy running around directly involved with us now. It's a little
scary. Am I back
scary.
Up the stairs yet?
You can be now, yeah. I was about to say that. You're up the stairs!
I can run back quickly and get her take on this and then come back here.
Can I trust you, Link, to relay faithfully what she says?
To he-peat her words accurately.
As opposed to... to what? That I'll come back and tell you what I think she should have said?
Yes. That's what I was sort of trying to get to delicately, but you just stomped right in and said it.
He just peed it. You peed it yourself.
If she's willing to see him, I mean, he's right. He's going to see her one way or another. If she absolutely does not want to see him, then this at least gives us a head start to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, I guess we could get her out of town, says Nick.
Yeah, or like just put
like
a sheet over her or something.
Okay.
So I'm willing to run back quick.
Thank you, Link. Here, I'll come with you. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, no, I won't come with you. I changed my mind.
Okay, well, we'll always have the moment.
I was just going to suggest that we all go and the Baron and Izzet can follow later.
Bathrock's my best friend!
We'll see how many...
Are we okay with leaving who's him now? Izzet, are we okay with leaving Izzet with Bat? Oh my god. Are we okay with leaving the mayor with Izzet?
In terms of.
Says Nick.
Are you concerned?
Either of their safeties.
Well, yeah, that was my question. Is it Will's safety, or is it the safety of anyone Will might sick Izzet on?
Yes, that as well. Yes, certainly. We were concerned about not having enough eyes on Izzet.
I think if Izzet becomes a problem, you all could take him without me being here. I could run back to the inn.
Okay.
That is my offer.
All right. Very well.
Okay. So you come to that conclusion. Will, what are you doing with Henrik's body?
I think I just realized that the torture room is on the other side, right?
That's why I asked. I was confused.
I'm sorry. I'm going off a layout in my head, which is apparently I think I might be forgetting. So I said that I was going to drag him to where my bedroom was, but
I thought you maybe were putting him with the other bodies.
Well, I was thinking about that, but I think I thought I had more options because I only have my bedroom on that side, right?
There's the bedroom, and then there's the dressing room and the bathroom,
right,
and a closet,
and it has to go through all that,
and a toilet.
The closet's like the sister room to the torture room.
Mm-hmm.
Closet is the sister room to
they back up to each other.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Oh god, yes, closet. Okay, all right. Can I instead just drag him down back to the torture room and stuff him in that room?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I want
to
do.
You just have to say that it might not have taken you this long, but it's going to.
That's
because
fine.
That's how I had them have
oh,
that
no,
conversation.
Oh no, it's fine. I'm
it took you a long time to get him around that desk.
Yeah. Like lifting this lifeless
and you're
body
not
over
strong.
A desk. No, I'm not. Lifting a body over a desk, trying to wedge myself in between the desk. Pivot!
And knowing Will, probably you can't help but instinctually try to keep as much of the blood off of you as possible in your clothes.
Yeah, I'm prestidigitizing as I'm going. Like, damn it! Oh, God!
You, like, almost get him over, but your foot gets stuck on the dresser drawer and it pops out. And...
All
right.
Oh man.
So you can get him in there, and I don't remember who has the actual keys to the house at this point.
I know I took them at one point. I know I have the key to the master bedroom. I think I might still have them.
I think it probably would make sense. You and Bathwack were left here, so it's probably one of you two.
Mm-hmm. Bathwack, did you have them?
I think he did at one point.
The keys to the house?
Yeah, I know that I gave them to him at one point, but I don't know if I know that I took them back and that I might have given them. I don't know. So
I'm going to say you had them. Whatever. It doesn't
I have
matter.
Them?
You have them and you lock. I'm assuming you lock that room.
Yeah, if you can lock that room, heck yeah.
You guys, I think, unlocked it, or if you broke it, you fixed the lock. I don't remember. But the other door was kicked in.
Hmm.
That's why you couldn't lock it. That's why you had to shove a big desk in front of it.
Okay.
I think that's the only one we broke.
Yeah, because you were using it to cover up your dead body situation. The keys, the set of keys.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. So the rest of the group has decided to send Lank forth as an emissary to retrieve Irina's consent. And will you, I guess, come back down the hall? To the rest of them?
Yeah, sure.
I picture them kind of just at the end of the hallway.
I'm
where it
climbing over the desk again.
Yep.
And
cleaning up blood as you go, or...
I can't necessarily... How much blood is there? I don't want Izek to come out as I'm prestidigitizing blood away from the carpet or whatever it is.
The biggest part of it is at least in the, you know, sort of in the center of the library where you retrieved his body.
Okay. Yeah, if he wouldn't notice, like, I'm going to clean up the biggest patch because maybe he went right into his room. He threw him out. I don't want it to be very obvious if someone were to come up, but if there's a little blood, if he would see it, that's okay, because he'll be like, okay, yeah, there's blood. This is normal. I don't want to make it, like, sparkling clean and have it be weirdly weird for him when he comes out.
Okay.
Okay.
So you do that. You come out. He, Izek comes out shortly thereafter. To your eyes, he doesn't look, like, very well dressed. He doesn't look like he's dapper up for the occasion. He's just wearing clothes that have less fresh bloodstains on them, basically.
Oh my god.
He says, well, so, are we going?
Bloody, you might gonna look a little scary with the bloodstains on your clothes.
We'll be fine. I'm going.
Right. Are we in front of them? Are we talking?
Yeah, yes. Okay. I'm assuming you joined the others and he came out.
Yeah.
So you're all there.
We're just gonna wait for Link to get back.
Why?
We don't go anywhere without him.
Yeah, where is Lank?
He had to run back to the room for something.
Hmm.
He maybe is weighing something. You think maybe I'll let you know. I'll let you into the inner workings of his mind. I think hopefully this would be less of a delay than it would take him to find her by doing his, you know, working on his own. So he's like, fine. And,
you've waited this long. What's another 20 minutes?
So, Izek, do you have a, like, obviously your room's a little messed up right now because of all the problems. Do you have another place? Like, can I rent another place for you?
No, that's fine in there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
We're not, we don't need to talk about that right now.
I'm just trying to make small talk while we awkwardly wait for this...
And while you awkwardly wait, let's cut to Lank. So, like, you're just heading out to just quick, shortest route? You taking any detours? Just getting a frozen yogurt along the way? What are you doing?
Oh, if the frozen yogurt place is open, yeah, I'd probably swing by there.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then go on to the inn.
Okay. Well, as soon as you exit the front door, you see a huge cloud of dark smoke above the town to the southwest.
Oh, crap, that's right.
In about the direction of the inn.
Yes.
My thought. Actually.
Yeah, okay.
It's significant. You see people around you running in that direction.
I'm going to run with them.
Okay. You run down. Down the street. You get to sort of the center of town, and you hook a right to the west, and you're soon in visible distance of the Blue Water Inn, which is engulfed in flames.
Oh, no!
At this point, the fire has spread to some of the surrounding buildings, and the town seems to be out in full force attempting to work to extinguish the blaze.
Oh. Crap on
a they've got like a bucket brigade going kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's no nothing, no you know, sophisticated hoses or anything like that. So yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, they don't seem to be making too much in terms of inroads, but they're doing what they can to try to at least keep it from maybe spreading further, or you know, protect something. You know, see people being taken out of the buildings that maybe have been partially affected, that kind of thing.
Is it possible to tell, are there still people in the inn, the main building?
Yeah, if you want to figure that out, you can approach.
Yes.
At this point, you think if they are, they aren't in there anymore, if you know what I mean. In front, though, you do recognize a few people. Some people you don't. There are some bodies.
Oh my god!
Sort of pretty badly burnt, though. You do see two people sitting. One is Victor, the Baron's son, who he seems, you know, he's not doing well. He definitely suffered some kind of burns. He's coughing pretty significantly, and somewhat nearby, standing, sort of leaning against something, whatever you would be leaning against in a town like this is Davian. His shirt is, like, half there. He's got some pretty major burns on him.
Oh my god.
But he's just kind of...
We should have sent the healers. But we didn't know. I go running up to them. Did everybody make it out?
Victor, he's trying to talk, but he you know, probably some pretty significant smoke inhalation, so he's pretty much racked with coughs. Davian just looks at you and just shakes his head.
And he says, I didn't really see anybody get out besides us. I don't know. There's that toy maker. He came in and started threatening the girl.
What?
She stood up. Then there was just fire everywhere.
He attacked Arena?
He had this big club. It looks like he was about to do something. He was, I don't know, but as this fire just was everywhere, I saw him dragging her out.
Oh my god.
The front door. I was able to get out. I got this guy out here too. He gestures to Victor. Otherwise, I don't know.
So,
oh my god,
you're saying, no, this is, I'm asking the DM, the mm-hmm. There's no reason to go into the building at this point. It's like, if people are still in there, they're
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, and it would pretty much be a death sentence at this point, this building. Again, it's spreading to some of the surrounding buildings. There seem to be efforts to make sure that everyone around is safe. There's, the town seems to be out, like I said, in full force.
What about, like, Erwin and the girl? Like, did he lose another son? Oh my god, you guys!
Blank is going to take just a moment to think how he wishes that he hadn't volunteered that someone who, like Will having Bernard, or something, that he could get in touch with the group without going back himself, because he wants to help the people in the other houses.
How far away is he?
A 10-minute walk. I mean, faster if you're running.
He's, after a moment of indecision, he's going to stay and try to help people out of the surrounding buildings.
Okay.
So Lank joins the relief efforts. The rest of you are waiting awkwardly for Lank's return.
I wanted to come back, but it's like, people are dying.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh.
Before, is there, like, the people, you said, like, the whole town was running together.
Pretty much. There's people everywhere trying to do what they can, either contain the blaze.
Is there anyone who, like, I think Lank is strong enough that he would, like, be able to help carry water or carry people out of buildings. Is there someone else who he might be like, go up to the Baron's house? There are people there who can help.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's just, I mean,
Galdar, where are you? You hyper son of a bitch.
Wouldn't we be able to see things by now, or hear things, or there was
unless
a
you're out
outside.
Unless you're out a window.
Yeah, I mean, you're inside. If you, Lank noticed the smoke as soon as he went outside.
Right, but there was that crowd of people out when What's-Her-Face announced the
yeah.
The death.
Well, there's not, like, screams in the street where you are or anything.
Because we're too far away.
Yeah, this isn't the center of the action. I mean, Lank noticed people heading that way. That's about it.
What time is it? Isn't it, like, the middle of the night still?
No, it's the morning.
It is morning.
Yeah, the crowd had gathered early morning in front of the Baron's house, and it really actually, surprisingly, hasn't been that long since then.
Yeah.
Is there some young person I can be like, go run to the
run to the Baron's house? You see a couple people. I mean, you see people dressed as guards, you know, in the guards' uniform. Considering your recent interaction with some of them, I don't know if you would want to approach them or not.
Right. I'm thinking something more like a teenager, like, you boy, run to the hills.
Yeah, I mean, there's little kids that are, you know, around, like, younger ones that aren't really, you know, they're not going into burning buildings to try to pull people out, so maybe right. less involved.
I'm going to grab the nearest fit-looking one.
Okay.
And say, run to the Baron's house and tell the people there what's going on. They'll be able to help.
Okay. That's a reasonable enough thing to ask someone to do. Go tell the Baron what's happening. So he tears down the street away from you towards the Baron's house.
I'm going to go help with the recovery efforts.
Okay. Cool. All right, so the west of who have been waiting for Lank. The rest of you have been waiting for Lank, and it's been a little while, a little longer than you maybe think, and then all of a sudden there is a insistent pounding at the front door.
I think someone's at the door!
Izek, go check who it is. Izek, go!
I'm going!
All right, so you guys hear Izek go and just, what?
I should have picked one who could speak English.
It's a beaker from the Muppets! I'm so happy! All
right, and you hear the door slam, and Izek heads up the stairs.
He says, there's a big fire at the Blue Water.
What? At the Blue Water Inn?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah? Yes, right? The Baron should go. Go, Baron, go. And he starts going.
Go, go, Batsy.
Yeah, that's right. Go, Baron, yes. Skis.
Not a great choice, Baron. Sorry.
I just stand right in place, yep, on my skis.
You go down the stairs.
I wish I lived in a hill in the winter.
All right. So unless anybody has any objections, you all follow in Lank's footsteps.
I try to run like I think the Baron would run. I have no idea what
the... It's this big, like, wide gate.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Lumping back and forth. Burp.
But, like, holding my back, because I think he's kind of older, right? Like, oh! You're
way overacting it. It's ridiculous.
And Isaac's like, stop trying to be funny! This is serious!
Oh, man. All right. You guys see the smoke as soon as you get outside, too. And you get over there, and the scene is as I had described. Mm. You see Lank helping a woman out from a nearby building.
I actually saved a little old lady tonight.
It's the morning, Lank.
Fuck!
Negated!
Well, at least I'm not trying to ski here.
So there you all are. Mm.
I create bonfire.
Draw the fuel and the oxygen away from the fire. You burn a fire line. You start taking down houses.
Man, I hope the Baron could do that. Otherwise, your cover's blown.
Does anybody have any specific actions they would like to take?
I would like to create water.
Okay.
Not in the way you're thinking.
All right. Yeah, you can use that to aid the firefighting efforts.
Yeah, it's only 10 gallons.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I think it's at will, right? It's not like
it's not at will. It's at the
Waka waka.
Man, that's I have the worst name to pick for D&D. I picked like the worst name.
Except for, like, Roll.
A Roll? My name is Roll.
I get 10 additional gallons plus 5 feet at level 2 slot.
I think you have level 2 spell slots right now to spend.
I do, actually. Okay. Yeah,
so you can do that to pump it up a few times if you'd like.
Yep, okay. She flicks a butterfly wing off of her finger, and the water comes raining down.
Okay. So Rafina's working to extinguish the fire. Nick has gone into some of the nearby buildings to try to do sort of what Lank is doing and help anybody who might be at risk of the blaze. Doesn't look like something that's going to spread to the whole town. There's like, you know, it's segregated, you know, via, you know, streets and avenues and whatnot. But you think the majority of this sort of block, if you want to call it that, is probably going to suffer some significant, if not complete, damage.
Can I go up to Davian and ask, you know, what about Erwin? What about which is his fake name?
Rictavia.
Rictavia. What about Rictavia? What about Erwin? What about, I mean, anybody?
He says, I don't know. They were inside, as far as I was aware, last time I was with them.
Okay. So I don't know.
Who else was in? I mean, like, what did you have? Irina's not around, or
He relays to you what he relayed to Lank.
Okay.
The thing about Blinsky and seeing Blinsky dragging Irina.
Blinsky dragging. Okay, so Will definitely starts going over to anybody who's not just carrying water, or anyone invisibility that's in the group, and says, Blinsky has dragged Irina away. Want to do anything about that? Yes?
Wait. Really?
Yes. Blinsky apparently was, like, the start of all this and dragged Irina out of the inn, so...
The toy maker?
Yes! Unless there's another Blinsky.
There could be. It's a common name.
There could be, maybe. But whoever Blinsky, does anyone want to save Irina?
But does that mean she's alive?
I have no idea.
I mean, yes, it does. I'm sorry, I'm being Dr. Obvious right now.
And where did I get a sense of where it to which direction?
He said he thinks maybe that way, and he points east. Out the door. I mean,
okay.
They went out before he got out, so he saw her dragging her out of the building from within.
How long ago?
At this point, I would say, I don't know. 30, 40 minutes, maybe.
Oh my god, wait. And Fiona Wachter said that Blinsky was going to be in the center of town or something. Didn't she say something?
You like asked where he was. Oh, and she said maybe about the center of town right now.
And that was like way... That was a while ago now.
That was probably about an hour ago.
So, okay. Well, I mean, Will is invested in Irina because she is a pawn in the Strahd game. So Will is going to be like, I need to go do Baron stuff in that direction. And he points wherever the heck Davian indicated Blinsky went. Does anyone want to go with me?
Izek's like, yes! He's just been standing by you waiting.
Izek.
I don't want to go by myself with creepy guy and lying person. So I would love someone else to go with me if I'm going to go.
I'm going with Izek and the Baron.
If Lank's conscience is weighing on him, you think that they do, I mean, the town does seem to basically have this in hand as much as you can.
So they wouldn't miss me.
At this point, the fire's been going on for a while.
So they've got it under control.
I mean, in a sense, yeah.
Probably more now they would need healers rather than... firefighters.
Yeah, I mean, people, yeah, medics versus, yeah, firefighters. I mean, they're working on trying to contain the blaze as much as they can, but you think they probably have most of the people at immediate risk out of harm's way.
Yeah, keeping the group together probably is a good idea.
Okay.
I would go along.
Okay.
Did we find out how the fire started? I know that we know metagamingly, but can we
Davian
ask?
Davian said he saw this happen, okay. And he saw flames erupt. Okay. He didn't really say from where. Couldn't really say.
And the guy who actually probably did everywhere. It, probably Victor or whatever, he probably did it, but he can't really talk right now.
Not yet, no.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Did the water do anything?
Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah. With you keeping that up, you were able to way more significantly tamp down the flames. Sort of the one side, the east side, where the flames were spreading that way, you were able to pretty much cut it short there. You probably saved, you know, a house or two in that direction.
That's something.
Yeah.
Yay me.
Yay me. It's still all terrible, but yay me.
So where are we going?
That way.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you guys try to go?
Do you think Izek can command some of the guard to fan out and look for Blinsky?
Ooh. Yeah, well, do we trust them?
Do we trust anyone?
Haha, got your dig there. I don't know, but yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. Izek, do you think they will... I know you just want to kill everyone right now, but do you think they'll listen to you? Can you get them to find Blinsky?
I'll send them out. That's a good idea.
All right.
And you!
While Izek turns, we all run away from him so we can get to Irina first.
Guard! Huddle up! Huddle up. No. Stupid.
It's okay. We're running away from you. We don't hear this anyway. We're on. Seriously, I feel like I would actually just try to be like, let's use this as a distraction and get to Irina first. Right? Yes. Let's go. And then Izzik follows us anyway.
Do we have any idea which way they went?
East.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
And,
luckily, East is a nightclub in Velaki, so. East! Now we're back to the That's where Rafina got her. Glow stick. Ah.
Totally.
She's going out partying at East.
Not even glow stick raves.
Yeah, so he sends some guards out, tells them to look for Blinsky. In the company of a one-armed woman. Do any of you have any specific direction you want to head that way?
East?
Mm-hmm.
Go east.
You mean other than east?
Yes.
The sun rises in the east, as Beauty and the Beast tells me. So, let's go that way.
Okay.
That's my wisdom.
Is the toy shop in the east?
Yeah, it's like southeast from here.
Yeah, we may want to start there.
Yeah.
Although, if...
Is it on fire by any chance?
You don't know.
We're long overdue to set another place on fire.
Yeah, this one we
you
didn't
guys
get
are all
to do
pissed because you didn't get to light this one up.
Yeah, I know.
He's stepping on our toes here.
It's pretty annoying.
It's messed up.
All right, so toy shop first stop. Great. You head down the road. You get to the toy shop in a short amount of time. It's not on fire.
Boo.
The doors are as you left them.
Locked.
Yeah.
We fixed it and locked it and all mm-hmm. that stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Izzik just smashes the toy shop shop door down. And you can all file in, and it, as far as you can tell, is vacant.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Izzik turns to you and he says, "Do you think Wachter said that he was trying to work for her?"
Oh my god, is her house in the east of... Remind me, Izzik! I'm having a stroke! All of this running around town is making me forgetful! I'm not used to doing this, but I'm very excited!
You're like, let's go to her house! You start pointing your finger all around and he guides your hand and points it in the right direction.
Oh my god.
Yes, it's on the main road. It's on the east side of town. Do you think maybe they could be there?
Yeah. Good job, Izzik.
Thanks.
We're so touched.
All right. So you head back to the main road. Izzik leads the way at this point. Hmm. Though maybe the Baron can pretend to. You could be
yes.
like a half
I'm
step
like,
behind
I know.
Him. Let's go.
I totally know this lady's house. You know it top to bottom. Let's go.
All right. It's a pretty significant, when you approach, it's a pretty significant house. It's almost in comparison to the Baron's house in terms of magnificence. There's the main front door. You can try to go around the back if you want to try a sneaky way in. But there you are.
Here we are.
What is Izzik doing?
He turns to you.
Oh.
Is there any sign of footprints or activity or anything? Open door, anything?
From the front, you don't see anything telling like that. There's no trail of blood or sooty, burned toy maker robes or anything like that around. The front door is closed.
Lights are out, nobody's home?
Well, you know the lady of the house is not home.
Right. Yes, we do know that.
Well, unless that was somebody disguised as the lady.
Oh, very possibly.
We never thought to ask her if she was actually who she claimed to be.
Oh,
yeah, we still
crap.
Don't know if she was Fiona or not.
Well, Izzik confirmed.
Yeah, you would assume that Izzik knows who she is.
Yeah, Izzik
confirmed. So at least she looks like her.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Ah, that's true.
Another one of Rictavio's elaborate disguises.
Yeah, oh no, we killed Rictavio. Legendary my ass.
He didn't want to admit to being a crossdresser. He's kind of hung up about it. Aww. And so he died to protect his secret.
In the movie of Pork Fried Dice, he will be portrayed by Eddie Izzard. Okay. I guess I'm the Baron. Should I go up and pretend to just be like, "Hello, the Lady Fiona Wachter is my pal, and I am here to visit her."
I wanted to crowbar the door open.
Oh,
okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. Just strength check.
Yeah.
26.
That succeeds. The door is wrenched open, and the foyer lays open before you.
Guys, check out this foyer.
What? I don't really know what a foyer is. Can you show me?
This, oh, right here in front of us.
That's a foyer. Okay. I've always wondered.
It's a narrow vestibule. There are three stained glass doors and wooden frames leading from it.
Stained glass doors?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, this house is a lot fancier than mine.
I'm going to walk in and try the door on the left.
Okay, well, there's a door straight ahead, and then there's doors sort of in the walls to the right and the left next to you. If you open the door right in front of you, you find yourself at a landing below a staircase that leads up to a balcony above. Here again, including the door you came out of, there are three stained glass doors, one to your left and right, and then one behind you.
Heaven, clown
house. Are we in a church?
Yeah, I'm getting very uncomfortable about, like, are these doors gonna... Because Lank is especially sensitive now about anything that could be magical, so I don't think I'm gonna get out of sight of the main door. I think I'll go back and try a different door.
Okay. Left or right?
Left.
Alright. The one to the left, you open that up. Looks like it's a closet containing some outdoor clothes. Look to be tailored for a woman.
Okay. Well, may as well go around and try that door on the right.
All right. Well, you go over to that right door. That's another closet. Contains outdoor clothes. These look to be maybe a few different sets, maybe for a few people. Mostly men's clothing in this one.
Are other people coming in behind me?
I'm flanking Link.
Flanky lanky.
Should we try this door in the middle? The other two are just closets, it looks like. Outdoor clothing kind of closets.
Well, you went through the door to the middle that led to the staircase.
Right, and you said there were more doors then.
Yes, then there is a door in that, on that, to the left and to the right.
I'll try, if Bathwack's then accompanying me, I'm going to try the door, I guess, on the left.
Okay. You open that door up. You come into what looks like a dining room. There's a dining table stretching the length of the room, a crystal chandelier hanging above it. The table has silverware on it and dishes. There's eight chairs adorned with elk horns. Arched windows made of iron and glass look out onto the grounds beyond.
I think this is going to be just quick glances because we're looking for specific people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you want to poke your head into the other room?
Yeah. Then?
On the right. So you go back to the landing and head to the door on the other side. And in there you see a kitchen. You head in. There's actually a cook in there who is preparing meals. And as you come in, he looks up and say, "Huh? What are you doing here? Who are you?"
Hello. Is anybody else home?
Who let you in?
Can I hear this?
Yeah, I'm assuming everybody's following along.
I could bust past and be like, "It's the Baron! We need to know if anyone's here!"
Oh!
Any guests? Anyone?
I'm not sure. I've been working here all morning.
Right, likely story.
I have, I swear! Your Honor? Your Baroness? Your Baron?
Hey! My wife is still sleeping, it's noon, and she is asleep! You don't know? What are you cooking for, then? Who are you cooking for?
Lunch! I'm assuming the lady or her son, someone will be here. You have to have food ready!
Nobody's here.
I don't know!
Who would help us? Let's lead us around this house. Show me where people would be hanging out.
There's the dining room. Come with me. He leads you back into the dining room. He leads you further in. If you look to the north side of the room, it kind of opens up into, it's like a parlor. There's some couches surrounding a table, like a sitting area, sort of off of the dining room. Often guests are here. There's the den, And there's another door in the far side of the room he leads you into. Wood paneling, rugs, furnishings. There's an elk's head mounted above the mantle. Sometimes people are here. I don't know. This is about it. I mean, there's usual bedrooms and whatnot upstairs.
There are no other rooms on the ground level of this house?
Well, sure. I mean, there's the, servants' quarters, there's the storage room where we keep the, food, wine, that kind of thing.
Izek, remind me, how often do I visit the lady's house?
What? I don't know.
You should know. You're my assistant or something.
I don't.
Where's my little black scheduling book? It doesn't seem like she's here unless they're up in a bedroom. Blinsky. You weirdo. Can we call out his name? I don't know. What are we doing, guys?
Should we ask the cook about Blinsky, if he normally sees Blinsky hanging around? And if Blinsky might come in on his own?
Here? No. Why would he be here?
He appears to have some close kinship with her ladyship.
If that's so, they didn't make me part and partial of that. That's probably not the right phrase to use.
Good graces.
They didn't. I'm not in her good graces enough to be privy to that kind of information. I don't know. I've not seen him.
Can we look through the... Are these windows in the back? Can we look into the backyard through these windows? Is there a way? Are those windows or doors?
You haven't reached the back of the house yet.
Oh my God.
One of the windows in the den points towards the north, which is the back of the house.
I'm just walking around like I own the place because I'm the Baron, and I'm just walking through the... I'm just pushing open doors.
Okay.
If we're not finding stuff, guys, maybe we should move along. Arena could be in danger.
Yeah.
Though the fact that the DM has a map for this house makes me think we should stay.
I know, that's what's confusing right now. This is very confusing.
You peek in through another door, you do see the servants' quarters that the cook mentioned. And Izek says, "This is going too slow!" And he starts barging through, like, even more right. So than you do.
Yeah.
He starts busting down doors. He heads upstairs, heads around. He's, like, throwing beds over, looking underneath, that kind of thing.
Can I threaten the cook?
Sure.
Especially if Izek goes upstairs. I would like to threaten the cook. Push him back into his cookly area. I don't know. Were there doors going off of that area?
The kitchen?
Yeah.
There's a room off of it that's, like, a pantry kind of thing. And then there's, like, a storage room. It has some barrels of wine, that kind of thing.
I'm gonna say, like, if you're lying, you know where you'll end up, or you don't know, it's a secret, but people disappear, because I'm the Baron!
Roll an intimidation check.
All right. 22.
I swear, I don't know anything, I mean, there's the cellar, I don't know if anybody would be down there,
Okay, let's go to the cellar.
Yeah, cellar, where is
Come
it?
On, dude, cellar.
The door, it's outside? Around the side of the house.
Okay. Go out the easiest door that we know of and go out to around. I'm having the cook lead us so it's easy and we know where to go.
Okay. He leads you out the front door as you hear Izek banging around in the house.
Yeah, good. We can leave him behind a little bit.
You head around the east side of the house. You see a cellar door sort of set into the side of the house.
Hmm.
He says, here, this is it.
We're gonna just go in, yeah?
Yeah.
Talk is right. Cheap, dudes.
You try to open the door and it's locked.
Ah, for Pete's sake. Listen, cook, did you know this door was locked?
I'm not supposed to go down there. I don't have the key. I don't know.
I may need to employ my master key.
Yeah.
Go for it.
That is 17.
Wow. Lank is a pro with that crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
You wrench it in there and you rip open that door and a staircase leads south, or not south, down.
It's the same thing. Same thing.
Down into a cellar below. You see flames, not flames, you see firelight sort of flickering down there from where you stand at the top of the stairs, and you, I'm assuming, all head down.
I'm going to tell the cook not to go back in the house because Izek's pissed. Don't tell Izek we're down here yet. Just stay out here. Stay away from him.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So you head down into the earth below the Wachter house. And as you descend into the cool depths, we're going to leave off here for tonight.
Ah!
Yes!
So there we have it.
Ta-da!
I am scared of being in this group now. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is like, we're going on the fourth episode of you pretending to be the Burgermaster.
Yeah, I want to be Will.
Or but, fifth, maybe.
But it's okay. I can... I'll keep doing it until we can make Izek not angry that I'm not.
I'm not sure that's possible, but I also don't know what recourse he would have if you change back.
I'm going to keep doing it until Zone of Truth Volume 2.
Oh, God.
Yeah, really.
Oh, no. Does Zone of Truth keep you in it? Are you forced? Is there like a force field that you can't run out of it?
Nick holds up his rapier, yes.
Ah.
Will's like, I'm no scared old lady. I'm scared Will.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.